welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about The Archer from Lover.
Oh, just so good. Mm. And today, we are discussing the song The Best Day from Fearless Taylor's version. And this is also a best day because we have a new album coming out.
We do, which is pretty exciting.
We got 16 new tracks, which is unbelievable. Yeah. So
April 19th.
Yep, we've added on 16 extra weeks to the podcast, which is very fun.
Pretty funny. One of our listeners said, "You guys, your podcast will never end." And honestly, I think you're right.
I think you're right. It's just going to go on and
she's
on.
She's just going to keep producing.
We're going to be 75 years old, and she's going to be releasing TS 75.
No, it'll be more than 75 by then, probably.
But today is the best day. And the best day is the 12th track on Fearless Taylor's version.
Fearless was originally released on November 11th, 2008, and Taylor's version was released on April 9th, 2021. This song was solely written by Taylor.
Mm-hmm. The Best Day has been played live by Taylor 7 times. The most recent, of course, was on the Eras Tour in Philadelphia on May 14th, 2023, Mother's Day.
Yeah, so cute. Mm-hmm. So, Dev, what do you think about The Best Day?
This is a pretty adorable song. It is such a lovely tribute to her mom. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun and so lovely watching her sing it to her mom on Mother's Day last year when she was in the audience. And also, it was pretty great that she sang it because we guessed it right because it was Mother's Day and we guessed that she was going to sing the song on Mother's Day. So we got a point for us guessing our surprise songs. There's that.
I loved guessing.
Yeah, that was good.
Might be able to bring it back when we come back to the second U.S. leg.
Yeah.
International time differences. Tough. Not possible.
It was also tough when she played Superman and
The Outside.
And The Outside on the same day.
Those were like two Dev classics.
I have watched The Outside so many times. Somebody had a really, really, really good recording on Instagram and I've been watching it constantly. It's amazing. I am a Yeehaw Taylor stan.
You are.
It took a while, but here I am. I love the production of this song. I love that super calming strumming of the guitar. Mm. You know, this song just starts and it kind of lulls you into this sense of comfort. Mm-hmm. It's so lovely and fun when a song can do that, when it really matches the lyrics and the overall tone of the song. You know, The Best Day being a song about, like, her mom and her experiences with her mom and stuff. You wouldn't expect, like, a heavy metal, like, crazy thrasher. Like, I'm 15 years old.
I want to hear the rock version.
Oh, yeah, I got my big coat on.
Ridiculous.
Taylor's vocals are really incredible on this track, too. I know that when we got Fearless, Taylor's version for the first time, hearing those new vocals was just everything.
Yeah, so good.
Every track was just like, oh, my God, she sounds so good on all of these tracks. The storytelling is also really nice. I love the imagery that she uses. You can just see everything that she's talking about. You close your eyes and you can follow along the story. Mm-hmm. The images of that big coat when she's 5 and running through the pumpkin patch and going on tractor rides and then falling asleep, you know, at her mom's feet. Like, it's just so really beautiful. And then when she's 13 and dealing with bullies at school, and then her mom just making up for it by going shopping, and that's kind of like all they need, and they're laughing in the car. It's super, super sweet. I love how she sings about all of the things she doesn't know about, but then ends the choruses with the thing that she definitely knows, that she had the best day today.
It's
really cool with the back and forth there. So, like, I don't know how the leaves change in the fall, and I don't know how you're not scared at all, but, like, yeah, I had the best day today. Mm-hmm. It's super cute. Also, this is a really great sing-along song. Mm-hmm. I feel like when this was played on the Eras Tour, that must have been really fun to sing to. I know that Gab is going to talk about this line because she's talked about it every time we listen to the song, but I have an excellent father.
One of my favorite lines
so goofy.
Of all time.
It's so goofy. I have an excellent father. cool.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be cool. Yeah,
it's like the whole song is about Andrea, and then I have an excellent thought, and that's all he gets.
That's my favorite line of all time.
I love the last time through the chorus when the production drops out, except for that like really nice picking of the guitar. Mm. And then how it all drops away on the line, the prettiest lady in the whole wide yeah. world. Really sweet. And I love the way that she sings, "And watching me shine." Yeah. She does this little scoop on me, mm-hmm. "Watching me shine." It's so good. Super sweet. You know, it's really nice to listen to a song like this every once in a while. You know, I don't really seek it out, but yeah. when it comes on, it just is immediately soothing.
Yeah.
It's a really, really sweet song.
Yeah.
Gab, what about you? What do you think about The Best Day?
I think that The Best Day is just such a sweet tribute to Taylor's mom. I absolutely love the lyric video with all the old pictures and home movies. It is so, so heartwarming. And, you know, we know, but you can also just see how supportive Andrea's been through Taylor's whole life. And she's just been instrumental in helping Taylor achieve her dreams. Yeah. And that's really incredible. Like, what an amazing lady. Like, she deserves all of the songs.
I mean, literally instrumental. She gave her first guitar.
She did. That's funny. But yeah, like just such an important driving force in Taylor's life, and her support and her working with her, especially at such a young age, was so important. I think this song is just very, you know, nostalgic, and kind of what you said, listening to it almost feels like a hug from Taylor. Mm-hmm. Like there's just like a comfort and sweetness through the whole song. I like how the production is stripped back and simple and just acoustic guitar forward. You know, you're really like hearing the story, listening to the lyrics. That's what it's about. It's yeah. about it being for her mom. I really love the lyric. It's the age of princesses and pirate ships and the seven dwarves. Mm. I think like the alliteration and the way that Taylor sings that lyric is just really pleasing. Mm-hmm. I really, really enjoy it. As you alluded to, one of my absolute favorite funny Taylor lyrics. Like there's a few, but like this one, this bridge of this song. So she writes a whole song about her mom, and then her dad gets two lines that are so general and so funny. "I have an excellent father. His strength is making me stronger." Like it literally cracks me up every time, and I just love to shout sing that part. It is so good. So funny. And this is when you can kind of tell, okay, like a 17-year-old wrote this song. And yeah. It's so funny. She's got these like specific stories of all the things her mom did for her. And then, "I have an excellent father." Like just in case you got to put that in. It's so, so goofy. And then I do think that the lines about Austin are sweet, even though it's also just two lines about him.
He gets two.
It's a rare early God mention in a Taylor song. "God smiles on my little brother. Inside and out, he's better than I am."
Yeah.
Which is super, super sweet. Like, really sweet. And I do love, like, a lot of the different moments that it's Taylor and Austin in the videos on the lyric video. It's so cute.
Very cute.
And then I just really love that whole final verse and kind of what you were saying, how the song kind of comes full circle. So she's saying, like, "I don't know why the leaves change in the fall." And then she's talking about it as she's little. And then she's like, "Well, now I do know why." Mm-hmm. And she understands. She's learned so much. You know, she didn't know a lot. Her mom was there for her. And all she knew is, like, "I had the best day with you." And she's like, "I do know this. But also, I still had the best day with you. And you've still been there for me the whole time."
Yeah.
And I love that final moment of that last verse. "I love you for giving me your eyes, for staying back and watching me shine." Mm-hmm. Just, it's, like, very heartwarming, very emotional. And, like, you see in the video, like, she goes out onto the Fearless stage and she's hugging her mom. She is so key to watching Taylor shine and allowing Taylor to be who Taylor is. And that's really beautiful. And she's so supportive.
Yeah.
She's at almost every show.
Yeah.
As much as she can be. She's so giving with the fans. Like, it's just so special how close Taylor is with her family and especially with her mom.
Yeah.
And I really love that. And that's all reflected in this song.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that lyric video too. And all of the pictures and home videos. And It's really, really cool. And the fact that Taylor wanted to do this for her mom, you know, and write a song like this and put it on the album.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's not a one-off. Yeah. It was on the album. Yeah. Devin, do you relate to The Best Day?
Very relatable song. I think that's another reason why it feels so nostalgic and heartwarming is because, I mean, I definitely had these days with my mom.
Yeah.
For sure. I had them as a kid, a teenager, into my adult years.
Yeah.
You know, you want your mom to be able to be a person that you can turn to when you really need them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that not everybody is that lucky. And there are a lot of times in life when you don't want your mom to be your best friend. Like, you're sick of your mom, and it's like, ah, oh, man, like, she's just always around, and she's always telling me what to do, and yada, 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 and whatever. But then you understand that, yeah, you maybe had a bad day, or you got broken up with, or you're having a fight with your friend, and there she is.
Yeah.
You know, and she still has your back, even if you had been a pain in the butt to them, you know, the day before, or whatever. You know, I mean, there are so many times when my mom really was there for me in all different phases of life. And even today, she's there.
Yeah.
And she will be. And I'm incredibly lucky to have that.
Yeah.
And I know not everybody does, you know? Not everybody has that kind of relationship with one of their parents or both of their parents. And it's all, like, you kind of, like, hope for, too, is that, like, that your parent can be that.
Mm-hmm.
In those times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I was a performing kid too, so I kind of relate really to that cool. aspect as well, and my mom sitting back and watching me shine.
Yeah, totally.
Which was really cool too. So I relate a lot. She's a pretty cool gal.
Mm-hmm.
Gab, do you relate?
I definitely relate, especially to the lyric, "I'm 13 now and don't know how my friends could be so mean. I come home crying and you hold me tight and grab the keys." Apparently this lyric was inspired by Taylor going to the mall with her mom and then seeing her friends who, like, had told her they weren't free all together at the mall. Which is, like, I can't even explain to you how common of an occurrence that was in girl friendships and growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, being a teenage girl is really tough. I'm sure being a teenager is really tough, but I can only speak to my perspective.
Yeah.
Like, friend drama can be over the smallest thing, but also feel like the biggest thing in the world. And then there's always some time when someone is left out or you're left out. Like, there's something weird about, like, group dynamics and friendships where it's always, there's some way at any time everyone's left out at some time. And it can hurt so much. I'm super, super close with my mom. And she was, you know, really always there for me through all those ups and downs. And she still is. And, you know, I really enjoy hanging out with my mom. I like going shopping with her. And, you know, and we definitely had a lot of those types of days, especially, like, growing up and stuff. And I think as you get older, too, and if you have that, like, good relationship, it's really nice to be able to look back and realize, like, how special that is, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And it's also so crazy, too, just, like, thinking about, like, I don't know, like, there's something about being in your 30s and, like, knowing your parent has parented you for that long.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a little crazy to think back. Like, certain things feel so recent and they're, like, 20 years ago or 12 years ago. And
for
that's kind of crazy, too.
Insane.
And I think it must be even weirder to be the parent.
Right?
Like, really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd be interested to see how our listeners who are parents relate to this song. I'd be really interested in.
Yeah, I totally remember times like that when I'd ask to, like, see if anyone wanted to hang out, and they were all like, oh, sorry, we're busy. And I'd show up at North Shore Bookstore, and there would be in the cafe, and I'd be like, oh, hey, guys. And they're like, oh, sorry, like, we didn't think we were going to hang out.
Yeah, and you just want to cry.
You just want to cry.
Yeah.
You just want to run home.
Yeah, like,
to your mom.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's, like, so much worse, too, with social media.
Oh, my God. Yeah, probably.
Like, they're getting, like, a Snapchat of, like, their friends all together and they're not there, you know? Oh, yeah.
Well, now we get to the segment of Gossip.
As we've said, this song is a love letter to Mama Swift. The hidden message in the liner notes of the original Fearless album was, God bless Andrea Swift, which I love.
I love that.
It's amazing. When Taylor played this as the surprise song on the Eras Tour, she said, I think the time in my life that I will never be able to beat in terms of presents I've given my mom was I secretly recorded a song on Fearless. And this was harder then to do because I was, I think, 16, 17 when I recorded Fearless. So secretly recording something, writing something, and recording it away from your mom when you're that age was actually pretty difficult. So it was very sneaky and fun. And I wrote this song, just compiling these sort of core childhood memories of not just her as a mother, but her as my friend, you know. And she's been such a wonderful friend to me. And so I wrote this song and I recorded it for her. And I compiled all of this home movie footage, which ended up becoming a sort of music video for it that I put out on YouTube. You can like watch it. I made that for her. I found all this footage and edited it on my laptop and set it to this song she hadn't heard. And I played it for her and played her the video with the song, and she's watching and she's like, oh, this is us. I love this footage. And I get to the end of the song and I'm like, did you like the song? And she goes, it's such a beautiful song. Where did you find that? It sounds exactly like the things we went through. That sounds like our memories. And I was like, Mom, I wrote it and recorded it secretly. It is our memories. That's about us. And she was like, oh, tears just immediately. It was the sweetest thing ever because I just think she couldn't have comprehended that I would write a song about the two of us, but I have done it. And then she played it for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Just so, so sweet. Yeah, she released it like with that YouTube video that she made herself. And you can still find that online. Unfortunately, it is property of Big Machine Records.
Oh.
So that sucks that they own that and she doesn't. But it's still a really cute video. But then if you just watch the Best Day Taylor's version, there's a new video compiled. And it's really sweet, too.
Yeah.
So I would recommend doing that.
Yes, definitely.
But it is really sweet, really cute, and like such a special gift, you know? Apparently, Taylor had to drop the song from the Fearless Tour set list as her mom burst into tears backstage every time she heard it. Andrea explained she had to drop it from the set because I kept breaking down.
Oh my God.
And she's at every show.
Yeah.
And I can imagine it's got to be like a lot, you know? Really cute.
I mean, it's such a cute song. Yeah. I mean, of course. And if it was about, you know, her and and she had to hear that every night, oh my God, yeah, I'd cry too.
Yeah. And like, it's really cool too, watching the home videos, because she's just a regular kid, right? Yeah. And she's a regular kid who loved music and loved writing, but then like it was, you know, fostered and supported, and then she could get to where she got to. And that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't born into a music family, you know? I mean, they were, you know, like, comfortable family, but they weren't, like, it wasn't a given that she would get to where she got to, and I think that's really cool.
So cool.
Devin,
mm-hmm.
What's your favorite line in The Best Day?
So, the line, don't know how long it's gonna take to feel okay, but I know I had the best day with you today.
That's so cute.
Isn't that just like, yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take to feel okay sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That was always okay.
Yeah.
To not be okay.
Yeah.
With my mom, you know? And yeah, I didn't know if it would be, I'd be okay later that day or if it would be next week or what, but she was just there to like be there with me and listen to me. And it's, don't know how long it's going to take to feel okay. That just resonates like so deep. Even now.
Yeah.
Even now I'm like, there are days where I'm like, am I ever going to feel okay again?
It's very relatable, I'm sure.
Gab, how about you? What's your favorite line?
I really, really love, I know you were on my side even when I was wrong. Because really, like, that's the whole thing, is like having your parent, your mom in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
Having that person on your side, even when you're wrong, they can work through it with you, be there for you, but being on your side, I think it's really special. And I think that, yes, she wrote this at 16, 17, but hearing her, you know, re-record it and thinking about different times in her life where maybe she would have known that she was in the wrong or something had gone the way she wouldn't have wanted to, and just knowing, like, she had Andrea there.
Yeah.
I think that's really special.
Mm.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm.
Okay, from 1 to 10, trees that change in the fall, what do you give The Best Day?
I think I'm going to give The Best Day 7 trees that change in the fall. I think that that's a pretty good rating.
Yeah.
I think it's a lovely song. I don't have any sort of critiques about it or anything. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Which I really, really like. It's just not one that, you know, I listen to a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not a bop. So no, it's not a bop. I certainly like a bop.
Yeah.
Gab, from 1 to 10 trees that change in the fall, what do you give the best day?
It's so weird how in sync we are at the moment. I keep saying this, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am going to give the best day 7 trees that change in the fall.
Wild.
Yeah, like it is. I agree with what you said. It does exactly what it was written to do. It's really sweet, really special, like a great tribute. You know, there's like not a lot of critiques. It's just yet not my favorite mm-hmm. of her songs. Not one I like go to, but it is so sweet. And if you catch me in the right day, it can make me emotional.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at Tay to Z Podcast and give us all your thoughts. What are some of those core memory images from your childhood mm-hmm. that makes you think about the best day?
Yeah.
If you're a parent, what's your perspective on this song? We want to hear it all. And remember, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/TayToZPodcast.
Yes, and thank you as always to our patrons. You are the absolute best. You allow us to keep doing this. We really, really, really appreciate your support. Well, next episode, we're going to be covering The Great War from Midnight. It's 3 a.m. edition.
Right, 3 a.m. edition. I already forgot about that.
Yeah.
Exciting. Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.